Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
So check this out. Hearing my roommate from 20 miles away. I, a 23-year-old female, just got home. I was laying in bed, relaxing, scrolling through Instagram, and I heard my roommate, who's a 27-year-old male, outside my window, scream a pure, guttural F-word. I heard him punch his truck and say, "Gee effing damn it." So I got out of bed to unlock the door because I'm guessing it was a crap day, but he wasn't outside. The neighbors were playing with their kids. It's quiet but somewhat busy street. So I text him, "Are you okay?" And 20 minutes later, I get a text from him that says, "I'm on my way home and I'm effing pissed." It's still a 30 to 40 minute drive. He hasn't even left work yet. So when he gets home, I asked if he came home and then drove off. He said no. I asked him if he lost his cool, and then he asked how I knew that. I said, "Was it around 5:50 p.m?" He said yes. It was around that time that he texted me back. 20 minutes later, I asked if he said those words and then punched his truck. He said that's what he said verbatim, and then he did punch his truck. I'm not sure what this means. He was over 20 miles away towards the city, and there's no way that I could hear him during rush hour traffic 20 miles away, but I did, and I'm kind of freaked out. Train derailed a glitch. This was 25 years ago, but it still baffles me today. I woke up for work at 20 years old like I did every morning at 7 a.m., but something felt off. Everything I did that morning felt like I was in slow motion, where time was speeding faster. I did all my normal things. I had breakfast, showered, but it seemed to take so long. I looked at the time and thought, how has so much time passed already? I knew I was going to be late if I didn't hurry, so I left the house in a rush, but even running out the door, it felt like I was in slow motion. I literally ran to the train station, but it felt like I was getting nowhere fast. I can't explain it fully, but I was at my normal regular speed, but everything around me seemed to be moving at a different rate, even when walking. It was like everything around me was going a little bit faster. The wind, the cars, the birds, and the people, it all seemed to be going faster than normal. I made it to the station and ran to my platform just to see my train leave. I'd missed it by seconds. I thought, okay, well, there's another train in 15 minutes. I'll be a little late, but that's not too bad. 30 minutes passed, and I asked the rail worker what was happening. He said he was as confused as I was because the next train should have been there and he couldn't reach anyone at the next station. A few minutes later, he was able to reach someone and he looked like he was going to pass out. He made an announcement over the speaker that the train had derailed in a tunnel. I said to him that was the train that I missed earlier, and he said, "Yes, you're lucky you missed it." So they arranged for buses to take us to our destination, and I heard on the news that night the grim details. Nobody had been seriously hurt because the compartment that was worst affected was empty. They found it odd that no passengers were in that particular compartment, and that compartment was the center of the derailment. Had there been someone in there, they'd be seriously injured or worse. They showed images of it, and it freaked me out. I'm a person of habit, and I like to sit in the same area every day. I sat in that compartment every day, the same compartment that was worst affected. One lady in the compartment next to that one had a broken arm, and the media was saying how lucky it was that nobody was in the other one. I would have been in the other one. Had I not missed the train, I might not be here today. That day was so weird, and I've never forgotten it. How I was rushing so fast that morning, but no matter how fast I went, time sped faster, and I almost caught up to it, but I missed it by mere seconds. I know people might say, "Oh, it's the morning, you were tired, it wasn't anything crazy." But the moment I got up, something felt really off, and that feeling only left after I found out about the train. After the train derailed, it was like the time went back to normal, and I never missed the train again. The only day I missed the train was the day that it was derailed. I feel like something saved my life, and for some reason, I was meant to be here.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. The key to solving any mystery? Smart decisions based on the facts. In the case of the weather's effect on your well-being, turn to the Weather Channel app. It clues you in on how weather shapes your mood, health, and productivity, with insights built on reliable forecast data to help you thrive. Because mystery belongs in true crime, not weather. Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're gonna love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Time loops and seeing my sister twice. The story I'm about to share is 100% truth and really happened to me about 15 years ago. Believe it or not, but to this day, I can't explain it. I've changed the names to remain anonymous. When I was 15, my family moved into a rental house. There was always a weird energy about that house. I can't explain it, but something was always just eerie about it. It was a beautiful old home, and an elderly widow had lived in it before us. She had been an opera singer and a college professor in the arts. Her name was Mrs. Martin, and she became kind of a character in the house that we'd reference often, as her children rented us the home with literally all of her belongings still in it. They didn't even clean out the fridge. It was very strange. The house was basically left like the day she passed away. Oh, and the attic was infested with bats. No clue if that's relevant, but it contributed to the spooky factor that was always felt in the house. I never liked staying by myself there, even during the daytime. On the night of the incident, I was home with my best friend, Mallory. She's also 15, her younger sister, Olive, 13, and her little sister, Emma, 11. Mallory and I were in the living room watching a movie, and Olive and Emma were hanging out in the den, which was a room off of the living room with a door, and they were watching TV. No parents were home at the time. At one point, my sister Emma decided to go upstairs and take a shower. The way the house was set up, there was only one staircase, and you had to walk through the living room to use it. So she came out of the den, walked through the living room, went up the stairs, showered, and was up there for maybe a half an hour. When she was done, she walked down the stairs in a white towel, stopped on the sixth step, and went, "Hey guys," with a little wave, to which we acknowledged her cheerfully, and then she kept walking down the stairs, through the living room by Mallory and I watching TV, and then opened the door into the den and closed it behind her. My mom had been folding clothes down in the den earlier in the day, which is why she came downstairs to get dressed. Maybe 2 to 5 minutes later, Mallory and I, still in the living room, and Olive and we assume Emma are watching TV in the den, when we hear from over our shoulder, "Hey guys," in the same inflection and tone as before, and it's my sister Emma in a white towel, who had walked down the stairs and was stopped at the sixth step and had her hand up for a small wave, and then went to keep walking down the stairs when Mallory and I both gasped, turned, and looked into each other's faces with absolute horror. It happened so quickly that we both bolted upright, ran to the den, burst open the door to a startled Olive. Emma was trailing close behind with a, "What's going on?" When I opened the door, I truly expected to see another version of my sister sitting in there. But no, it was just Olive. Mallory and I immediately began questioning them. "Emma, didn't you just walk down here a couple of minutes ago?" "Olive, are you sure Emma didn't come into the den just a few minutes ago?" "Emma, did you come downstairs after the shower but then go back up somehow?" But we knew there was no way that she could have come back upstairs without walking by us again in the living room. It just made no sense. Both girls were so confused and beginning to get scared. They truly had no idea what we were talking about. Emma swore she had only come down the stairs that one time, and Olive swore that she had never walked into the den in a towel before we all came in together just then. Because our sisters were so young at the time, and we could tell they were getting spooked, we decided to just pretend that we were kidding, and then left them to go back into the living room. I remember sitting in silence, and maybe even asking, "You saw that too, right?" And then we never spoke of it again. I honestly didn't even tell my parents or my sister what had happened until a couple of years later. My sister says that she has no memory of it at all. I haven't spoken to Mallory since high school, so I have no idea if she remembers it. All I know is, if Mallory hadn't been there to witness it and have the same reaction that I did in that moment, before either of us spoke a word, I probably would have thought I was losing my mind. I'll never forget the horror and the confusion she gave me when Emma came down the stairs that second time. To this day, it still creeps me out just to think about it. In the years since, I've read many stories about glitches in the Matrix and seen some about time loops. People witnessing the same event happen twice or more in the same way, usually very close together. I believe this is what I and Mallory experienced with my sister that day. We only lived in that house for a year before my parents purchased their own home and we moved. Last year, my sister went back to visit the town and said she drove by that house. Apparently, they had split it into two homes to rent it out to college kids. We both agreed that the strange forces that existed in that home were probably not too happy to be split in two. Has anyone else ever experienced a similar time loop like this? Something is messing with me. It was always stupid things like the batteries aren't where I left them, the salt had been moved around, glasses going missing. But an hour later, they were where I thought they were. But this one has annoyed me and my girlfriend. I keep my wallet in a specific pocket in my backpack. I've done for literally decades now, so when it's not there, it's pretty much lost. Cut to today. Desperately looking for my wallet, for my bank card, we turn the house upside down. I check all 5 backpacks multiple times, and nothing, not a thing, nada. My girlfriend thinks I'm just being blind and not seeing it in my most used backpack, so checks it 2 to 3 times herself, while searching our bedroom. I'm gutted because the wallet is new, and I got a new bank card last month due to that disappearing in the house too. We put the blame on our niece hiding it somewhere and decide to search again when we return from shopping. We get in, forgetting to look for my wallet again, but we need a lighter or something, so I grab my backpack, knowing that there's one in the pocket that I keep my wallet in. And lo and behold, I pull the trusty Charizard wallet out of the first place that we both looked. Something is messing with me, and I'm sick, man. I know this doesn't seem that bad, but it genuinely feels like my house is gaslighting me into thinking I'm crazy. I saw myself at a stoplight. So I got out of work like usual, walked to my car, turned it on, and stayed there for a couple of minutes until about 10:12. I drove out of the parking lot, looked both ways for oncoming cars, and out of nowhere, I saw this car that drove unusually fast to the same direction that I was going. What's crazy is that I instantly noticed that it was the same auto brand, but my car was black and his was white, and possibly the same year. He then randomly stopped, and I figured he would stay there, so when I went around him, I checked my mirrors, and right when I went around him, he starts to follow me going in the same direction. Then I saw that there was an oncoming red light, so I stopped, I looked in my mirrors, and the white car behind me switched lanes and stopped in the left lane. I looked at his window to see who it was, and we both looked at each other, and I saw myself. Same eyes, same nose, same everything. I was shocked, but an identical me? He had this smirk on his face. I stared at him in shock until there was the green light, and then he drove off. As far as I know, I don't have any mental issues. I don't do drugs or drink, and this event has me very confused. Does anyone have any explanation? Who was I playing with if it wasn't my dad? A few years ago, my dad and I were playing a game of chess on the floor in the living room. We were having a good time, nothing really special to note about the game itself. But all at once, everything became extremely disorienting. The lights were flashing on and off, and I was trying hard to grab onto the couch and pull myself up just to hold on to something in my confusion. I then woke up laying on the floor with the chess pieces scattered everywhere, and my dad nowhere to be found. I ran downstairs to the basement where his bedroom was. He was sitting in his chair on his computer, chatting with Facebook friends as he normally is. I asked him, "What happened?" He replies, "What do you mean?" And I tell him, "We were just playing chess upstairs. What happened?" And he just seems a little confused and says, "No, we weren't." I didn't reply back to this. I just turned back around, baffled, and went back upstairs. I knew explaining this to him would not go over well, so I didn't even bother. "What do you think happened?" I told my boyfriend, and he thinks that he pulled a prank that went wrong, causing me to have a seizure, and then lied about it. But I just can't see a father doing something like that and then lying about it. However, he is very anti-medicine, so maybe? I know that answer is more logical, but I often wonder if there was something more going on. I don't know. I'm normally an extremely logical person, but in this case I can't help but wonder. Aliens? Matrix glitch? I don't know. Who knows? I've experienced other smaller glitches that are much more obviously some kind of glitch, like a deer running fast, legs moving but staying in one spot. Or being told I was gone for hours when only minutes have passed for me. so I really can't discount some sort of glitch here. Was I abducted or something else supernatural? I'm not sure if this is the right thread. I've been looking for the right one to post to, but I'm out of luck. This is not a throwaway account, and I'm not ashamed. I don't know if I should report this or what. I just need some guidance. Saturday night, my boyfriend and I were heading home after a drinkless night out. I was driving and pulled up to a red light and told him to keep an eye out for the green light for me, because I wanted to check my phone. Now, I always pull up on the white line. I hate when people stop just short of it. I was fully aware and not sleepy at all when I said this. And for some additional context, I was going down a slight hill. I was up the hill from the light, so I would have had to roll backwards up the hill with my car in drive. I also have the auto parking brakes where my car comes to a complete stop. The next thing I know, I woke up. Car is about 40 feet away from the line by the red light. Confused and a little panicked, I muttered something like, "What the hell?" And my boyfriend sat up and said, "What the F just happened?" I snapped at him. I said, "Let me know when the light turns green." He said, "How long were we sitting there for?" And I shrugged. He says my video played for 10 minutes and went back through the video and didn't remember any of the video in the time that had passed. It creeped me out. I barely slept Saturday night, and Sunday joked about it to my sister. But today, on the way to work, my boyfriend and I passed the same traffic light, so I asked him, "Hey, what do you think happened on Saturday night? It's weird, huh?" And he had no idea what I was talking about. I recounted the entire story as specifically as I could, and he didn't even remember getting home or the ride home. So, do you think something supernatural happened? And if so, do I report it? And to where? I corrected my student's papers, but I actually, somehow, didn't. I'm a teacher, and my job sometimes requires me to take students' exam papers with me home to correct and grade. And because my wife is also a teacher, she often helps with them. This morning, we were on the couch working on some papers when our not-yet-one-year-old son started crying. So my wife went to the kitchen to make him some brunch while I carried on, trying to soothe him until she comes back. He actually stopped crying sooner than expected, so I put him next to me and continued correcting some papers. My wife came back soon after and found me holding my clipboard and red pen. We correct and grade with red pen. I'm not sure if that's the case in all countries, but we do. She asked me whether our son let me work on anything or not, and I answered her that he hadn't let me correct more than 3 or 4 papers. I wasn't sure, so I asked her to check how many, and they were put on the coffee table face down. She looked at the corrected papers, and then looked at me confused, and then told me that the last one there had her handwriting, so it was she who corrected it. I tried to see where I put those last 3 or 4 papers that I know I corrected, but I couldn't find them. I looked at the next ones to be worked on and was shocked. The next 4 papers were the ones that I had worked on when she was in the kitchen. I could even remember the mistakes as I had just corrected them moments before. But how? I have very strong recollection of me working on those exact 4 papers. But there they were, with no drip of red ink on them. My wife stood there confused. She didn't have any explanation other than me having looked at the papers but not actually grading them, and that because the kid was being fussy, I got distracted and my memory wasn't clear, but I don't believe so. I was so sure that I had corrected those exact mistakes on those exact papers, circling ones and underlining others and grading the papers, but somehow I didn't. I don't have any explanation to what exactly happened with me, so I thought I'd post it here, hoping to find a rational one. Loop is time for husband and his friend. Please hang in there as I'm using my phone. I'm a longtime reader, first-time poster in this sub. This happened last year while my husband and his friend was working on my car and pretty much changing my whole front end of my car. I was inside watching his puppy and my husky play and making sure his pit puppy wasn't getting too rough. I heard the old renter's dog in the backyard bark to let everyone know someone was coming in, and then he stopped. We live on a dead-end road, so there's only one way in and one way out, and there's only five houses on this street, and it's all my husband's family and his friends. Well, I looked out the window and I saw my husband's niece drive on in, and I went back to playing with the dogs. About 30 minutes later, my husband asked me to bring the LED flashlight for them to use because it was getting dark. When I took it out there, he started asking me questions about if I knew what his niece was doing, or if I had heard anything, and I said, no, why? So he and his friend started explaining that after the first time his niece came in, every 5 minutes or so her car would come drive past and then back in driving past us, going to her house. I only heard her car once, and Jake only barked the one time. But apparently, to them, she drove in about 9 times before my husband ended up calling his mom and asking her how many people were at her house and who just came in. And then it was like he broke the loop and she stopped driving in. But the weird part is his friend saw it all happen as well, and they were stuck in this loop while I was in the house and wasn't a part of the loop. Strange things happen here, and I hate this street, but that was one of the weirdest ones. Sorry if this was long, I was just trying to set a picture of the street and where everyone was. Has this happened to you before? Where the loop lasted as long as it did? I'm confused, as I was only 20 feet away from them, and wasn't in it, or I would have heard her car, and Jake would have been barking every time she rolled through. But thanks for your time. Stain just gone. So I woke up with a big hand-sized period stain on my bed. My husband was reassuring that it was okay, but I was worried about the mattress being stained, so I lifted the sheet and it had leaked through onto the mattress. I told my husband to leave it alone and I would see what I could do with it later. So my husband gets ready for work and I help get his things ready and care for our toddler just waking up. After lunch, I come back to the bed and plans of taking the sheets off and putting him in the wash, and when I come back, the big stain is gone. I lift the sheets to look at the mattress and there are absolutely no signs of any stain being there. I called my husband and told him that the stain was completely gone. I was confused and he laughed at me and made a joke. Yeah, sure, I just got up and ran away. But when he came back from work, he went to take a look and he stared at me so confused. And we both just stayed there, confused, as to why this giant-sized stain just vanished. We all know that blood turns brown when it dries, and we're broke, so it's not like we have anything fancy or absorbent or whatever type of sheets or mattress. It's just regular sheets. I cannot compute. I am Catholic, and I do believe in the whole afterlife and the dead communicating with us, but this is just out of everything that I know about, and I'm still confused. This person has an update that follows. I don't think I explained it well the first time. So the sheet got a huge stain that leaked. No, you explained it fine. You're good. Trust me. I've never been able to explain it. Years ago, around 2009 or 2010, when I was a teenager living with my parents and younger brother in a small home, an early morning incident left an indelible mark on me. I had woken up about an hour earlier, and my mother was instructing me to take my younger brother to school later that day, as she was unable to do so herself. My father had already left for work. Standing in the living room, the creaky floor beneath my feet, I watched my brother descend the stairs to my left. The staircase was such that one could see nearly the entire flight, flanked by small wooden pillars along its length, with gaps between them offering a clear view of anyone ascending or descending. Wearing dull blue pajama bottoms that were slightly too big for him and a matching top, my brother, with his tuft of dark brown hair, excitedly skipped down the stairs. The loud creaks of each step echoed through the house, accompanied by what I thought were his slight intakes of air and hushed giggling. My brother was an energetic child, always sprinting from one place to another, often causing a bit of chaos in his wake. As he reached the living room floor, the floorboards creaked under his weight, and then he was out of my sight. As I was still engaged in conversation with my mom, he seemed to rush from my left, behind me, and I felt the air move as he passed, stepping forward to avoid being bumped into. "Sorry, Jay," I began, turning to my right, expecting to see him there. But there was nothing. No one. He was still upstairs, sleeping heavily. Turning to my mother, who had moved to the kitchen, I saw her alarmed expression. We discussed what I had just experienced, and she looked genuinely scared, always having been one to easily frighten. Though we don't really talk about it a lot, the incident sometimes comes up again during discussions about the supernatural and stuff like that. I'm generally skeptical about such matters, but that experience was unlike any other. It's hard to dismiss it as merely my mind playing tricks, making me hear and see things that weren't there, or maybe they were. I could swear I saw him and heard him. Nowadays, I play it off as something I just saw out of the corner of my eye, but in truth, it was a much clearer version that I'm willing to admit. I often rationalize the experience without divulging all the details, but with the full story laid out, it's harder to explain away. I wasn't tired, having been awake for a while with a good night's sleep. I wasn't sick, and carbon monoxide poisoning seems unlikely. I've never experienced anything similar before or since. This just bothers me, and I find it impossible to rationalize. It might not be the most dramatic event ever, but it still leaves me perplexed.